Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios, it's time for Women in Motion, brought to you by WBEC West. Join forces, succeed together. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Women in Motion, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, Webeck West. Without them, we couldn't be sharing these important stories. Today on Women in Motion, we have Priya Burkett with On Point Beauty. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us a little bit about On Point Beauty.
Absolutely. Well, during COVID, I invested in a hair salon in a historically Black neighborhood in Five Points, Denver. And basically through that, I launched a scalp and hair care line. And here we are in 2024 with a strong e-commerce site selling on Walmart.com and just completed the Target Accelerators program.
So what's your backstory? How'd you get into this line of work?
Well, basically, when I left corporate in 2019, due to just having some instances that occurred in my life, one which was unfortunate, where my grandmother and my younger brother passed. And as a result, I had an opportunity to invest in a hair salon and learned that there's a lot of ingredients in our hair care products that contain what we call acceptable levels of carcinogens that ultimately, as we know, could contribute to cancer. And as a result, I decided to take matters into my own hands and develop a foundational scalp and hair care line that was rooted in my Indian heritage. And as a result of my husband being Black and me raising three Black and Indian kids, wanted to ensure that they had great ingredients for their hair care, which was more textured than mine.
And then, so what was kind of your baby steps into the industry? Like, did you learn, like, I know that it sounds like you were kind of thrown into this situation, but did you, like, how'd you educate yourself on how best to serve this group?
Yes, no, great question. One of the things that I did was I did a lot of research on what was out there today. And when you go into your grocery store or Ulta, Sephora, and other places, there's a lot on the shelves. There's a lot of confusion. And don't get me wrong, I am one of those people that is super confused and always trying to figure out the next best product. I was not into necessarily looking into making styling products, but looking into ensuring that we had a healthy scalp that promoted like hair growth. And so coming from an Indian background, one of the foundational elements that we have that we grow up on is scalp massage, as well as using hair masks and hair oils and things of that nature. And so when my grandmother had passed, as I had mentioned, I had went to India and to close out her things. And as a result of that, I was more drawn to that culture. It was almost like came full circle from having grown up there as a child to now going back there as an adult and mother. And when I came back and the opportunity to invest in a hair salon fell into my lap, and then looking into products to add to our shelves, which is where I then learned there weren't many great options out there, I literally Googled how to develop a hair and scalp care line. And I found a website called the Society of Cosmetic Chemists. And I wrote to all the ones that I found intriguing. And I found one that had a background in Ayurvedic hair care. And she's based in Canada. So she was like, I love your mission. I love where you're going with this. I am also Indian. I am also a mother. I also want to be on this journey with you. And as a result, we took 2 years about to develop the whole line. And we had the opportunity to test the different products on our clients at the hair care salon. Of course, them understanding and knowing what we were doing, because they too wanted to be a part of this journey of having foundational hair and scalp care products. And so after that, we started selling them like crazy in our salon, which was amazing. and then launched it on our website, and word spread and realized that we may have something here. And because of that, we then found a manufacturer and now are making upwards of 5,000 per SKU. And we are looking to now grow from here as to what that means. And I am still working through what that means, because I am trying to figure out now how to make the right investments to get into stores such as Target, which is the Target Accelerator program, which I just completed.
Now, I think something you said really struck me, and I think is a great opportunity for other entrepreneurs out there. When you went out to the world and you started trying to reach out to other experts in areas that maybe you weren't, that wasn't your superpower, you were able to find somebody that was kind of philosophically aligned, and you were able to kind of work together and maybe create something that was bigger than both of you individually. Can you talk about just kind of the mentality it takes to do something like that? Because that's something that sounds easy, but I think it requires a humbleness and a vulnerability that a lot of entrepreneurs aren't willing to do. And I think they would benefit greatly if they did take the steps that you took.
Yes, thank you for that. I appreciate that very much. Because at the time when I was looking into this and decided to go forward, I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but I was so determined to make this happen. And so I drafted, just opened notes in my on my computer and just started typing, like, what is it that I want to accomplish? And after I did that, I realized, what's it going to hurt? Like, what do I have to lose? Right. And so I think a lot of that determination also comes from my experience, a loss in my life. And like I had already mentioned about my grandmother. And 3 months later, unfortunately, my brother took his own life. So I was in this mental state of like, what do I have to lose? Like, I'm going to go for it. And so that was definitely a catalyst that made me go towards my passion and not, for lack of a better word, stay, in where I was, which was in corporate. And don't get me wrong, fortunately, I had a great corporate career. But that made me reevaluate my direction. And so I drafted an email and I sent it to like all the cosmetic chemists in that association that I felt was aligned with natural holistic care. And I would say out of like the, I don't know, I'm going to maybe 75 to 80 emails, 7 wrote me back. And out of the 7, 3 were interested in like pursuing it further. Cause who was I? Nobody. Like a woman in Denver, Colorado, right? That invested in a hair salon. And one was really like, as you had mentioned, philosophically aligned. And that was something that now, brought me to where I am today, where I am only doing this full time and working towards figuring out how to take it to the next level.
So, I think that's amazing. And it's one of those things in hindsight, it seems like, oh yeah, of course those two would work together, right? Like they're doing a similar thing. So that makes sense. And then, but the journey to get there isn't always as simple as that.
Correct. And she had a love for Ayurveda, but Ayurveda, which is a natural system of medicine that originated in India more than 3,000 years ago. And it's derived from Sanskrit. Ayur means life and Veda means science or knowledge. So Ayurveda translates to the knowledge of life. And as I mentioned, as I was like going through this traumatic time at the time, I was trying to figure out how to balance myself. And a lot of it was like finding my center and finding time to carve out self-care for myself. And let's be clear, women are more in the process of ensuring that we're caring for others and are available for others. And your own self-care kind of gets moved to the side. At least I don't want to speak for all women, but for me and my experience, that's how I was. And so this brought me back to recentering myself so that I could be then even more present for my loved ones.
And then how do you kind of see these kind of cultural factors intersecting with this type of health awareness?
Yeah. So there's a lot of factors that intersect with women's health awareness, from cultural beliefs and practices to, as I mentioned, our gender norms and roles. And many cultures have rich traditions of herbal medicine, alternative therapies, and holistic healing practices that still work and hold true. And my whole thing is, how can we integrate traditional medicine with modern healthcare systems, right? That can then enhance women's health outcomes and promote care. So one of the things that I really want to strive to do through my brand, through my, through On Point Beauty, is to develop a culturally tailored self-care routine that practices like being connected to our heritage, where we are, our practices are also backed by science.
So how do you find this entrepreneurial journey compared to your corporate journey? It seems like there are a little two different hats really to wear when you're in a corporate setting as opposed to a entrepreneurial setting.
So yeah, so that's been quite a learning process. I would say one is that I don't just get a check at the end of the pay period, which I at times do miss. However, understanding financials, having solid business acumen, relationship building, and being consistent daily on the tasks that you have to complete continue to resonate regardless of which hat you're wearing, whether it's on the corporate side or the entrepreneurial side. And it basically all falls on me. I don't really have a team per se. I do bring on contractors here and there as needed. But a lot of my corporate background, I have been able to rely upon as I work towards my entrepreneurial venture.
Now, what compelled you to get involved with Webeck West? Why was that important to you?
It was important to me because I have realized that, at least from my experience, after or during COVID, there were a lot more companies that were seeking women-owned businesses and Black and brown-owned businesses, so minority-owned businesses, and as a part of their portfolio, right? From Amazon to the Targets to Ulta. They were all trying to meet a goal of bringing on this category. And so one of the ways that you can qualify to even participate and be a part of that portfolio is to come through programs like Webeck. And Webeck provides amazing opportunities to connect with other like-minded women like myself that are also trying to navigate this very complex system where we barely get any percentage of venture capital dollars. And a lot of it is bootstrapped through our own savings and like through our families. So coming through Webeck, I'm able to develop and find relationships of other women that are trying, you know, that have found avenues that have worked for them that I can then work on, and I can share what has worked for me for them.
Now, at this stage, is your products primarily hair care? Is that the niche that you're in, or is it going to expand to other products?
Yep. So my niche is foundational scalp and hair care. In the beginning, when I was starting out, I was considering and did try to launch a curl cream and a styling gel. And what I've realized is that although those sold, the other five that I am currently selling now were my best sellers. They were like flying off the shelf, and I continue to have great retention of my customers of those same products. And so one of the things I learned from Target Accelerator's program is you don't want to be everything to everybody, and people want to come to you for what you believe you're the best at. And I believe that as a result, I am the best at that scalp and hair care that are foundational. And so I decided not to pursue the styling care line because there's so much out there that's already amazing.
Yeah, lean into your superpower. That's another good piece of advice for entrepreneurs.
Yes, exactly. And I continue to refine my superpower, right? Because now all my time is invested in the latest developments related to ingredients and practices and what people may be saying out there and how I can continuously improve my products and share that to my audience through whether that be Instagram or my website or a blog so that they are up to speed because that's where all my time goes.
Right. So you can go deep into that subject and then you can become that go-to in that space.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think once people utilize our products and they kind of, you know, they understand, they see the difference and they know that there's longevity to their mental health, their physical health, because there are studies that show that mental well-being and hair health are directly interlinked. And so that is one of the key things that I'm like continuing to, I don't know, highlight. And also there are studies that show that, you know, healthy hair is the ultimate beauty accessory, and that people prefer to look natural and that their hair is the most important creating their overall look. And lastly, that people prefer a no fuss like beauty or grooming routine. And so those are all the, I don't know, levers or like major things that we are focused on.
So what do you need more of? How can we help?
I would love for people to follow me on my Instagram, which is shoponpointbeauty. It's also my website. So it's www.shoponpointbeauty.com. And give it a try, you know, and you don't have to, you can wait till you finish using whatever it is that you're using. But I would venture to say many people are not using foundational hair care. They're basically washing their hair, conditioning their hair a little bit too much because you don't want to overwash. And then they're putting styling products on, right? And that would be fine in most cases, I would say, back in the old school kind of way of thinking. But from our heritage of many cultures, mine being Indian, my husband's being Black, and other cultures, there's something to be said about taking a minute and giving yourself a scalp massage or giving it to others in your family that helps stimulate your scalp and your hair follicles, and ensuring you're moisturized. And then also using things like leave-in conditioners, which help with heat protection if you use heat tools or even UV rays. And things of that nature. So it would be great for people to, you know, realize that linkage between mental health and hair health. And that, I don't know, like I like the no fuss natural look as much as possible, right? And so there's a time and a place to style your hair. And then there's also like something to be said to value your natural beauty.
Well, Priya, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all that you're doing to highlight the work that we women are out here making happen on a daily basis.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Women in Motion.